up, Gary?
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Monday, the day after Easter, and here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. The prayer warriors are being solicited, y'all, early for Fantasia Barreno, y'all. Now, if y'all don't know this, they're saying that Fantasia almost lost her beautiful North Carolina mansion, you know, last year sometime, and they said that Simon Cowell, you know, he came through and he saved the day. Well, now they're saying that she may be losing her mansion filled with so many memories, except this time, y'all, it's a loss by choice. Now, they say she could lose it or sell it eventually. Now, they're saying she has the option, but Fantasia paid $1.3 million for the five-bedroom, 37,700-square-foot North Carolina mansion. But they said it also had the studio that her brother Tiny had built back in the day when we was watching a TV show. But they're saying that this here, this recording studio doesn't make an additional value on the mansion. But they said that, you know, that she's now become a single, unwed baby mama, and they said she obviously had to save some money. So they said that her fans would be very proud of Fantasia because now that she's an independent black woman, she doesn't need a man with some actual money to help her out. And they said she could also do everything on her own, just pick up a married man from behind the T-Mobile customer service counter and move on with her life. But they said also, this story says, y'all, that Fantasia should reach out to Drake, y'all, to do a song with it. They said because Drake is really good at making songs about how being a celebrity sucks. So there you have it. But it's sad that Fantasia has to downsize. I thought she just made a new album or was coming out with a new album recently.
I'm going to keep it real. And y'all know Fantasia, my friend.
Yes.
When she dated that dude, I think she lost half of her female fan base because so many women out there hurt because their husbands have cheated or left them for another woman. You go out there and do that, and you just kind of ruin it for yourself. I just don't think that was good for her career.
No, it wasn't. We just got to keep her in prayer. Yeah. Speaking of career moves, Kim Kardashian and, okay, y'all, Kanye West. Do y'all really think that Kanye West is that dumb?
I wouldn't be surprised if this whole thing was ridiculous. A big elaborate publicity stunt you on think both
so,
of their parts.
I hope so.
It's just a bit much.
I believe it.
Because they said she had a passion mark on her name. People still do passion marks? But if Kanye West that doggone crazy, he needs to see a psychiatrist. Because it don't make no sense. How would he go behind this woman after she know all of men and then been with this tramp, and he gonna still go there and ruin his career and reputation
make
to be with her
song child? About it. Crack, we were just talking about it this morning.
But you know what? Maybe the timing was always bad on both of their parts. Like, maybe Kanye always wanted to be with Kim, and he couldn't at the time because he was with who he was with, and she was with who he was with. But now the time presented themselves, and they just making a run for it.
And think that Kim may have really married Chris Humphries and is like, oh, Kanye's free now. Let me go on and get him and divorce.
That's sad. But my final story, y'all, let's pray for Ruben, y'all. And everyone, his ex-wife, y'all. Let's pray for his ex-wife, Miss Sarada Zuri McCann, y'all. They're saying, y'all, that Ruben Studdard's divorce is finally final, y'all. But they're saying that he did his poor wife dirty, bless her. So
I don't believe it. What he did?
Well, they say, Mr. Rod, they say, first of all, honey, he divorced a woman. And she said, y'all, he made her sign a prenup agreement. She said, honey, she was under pressure when she signed it. She wanted the judge to throw it out, honey. But the judge told her, no, he wasn't throwing
it out. That's right.
But then also, y'all, what's so sad about y'all, they say, however, the only thing she was able to keep out of this marriage was her wedding dress, her wedding photo album, a 2006 BMW, and $10,000 property settlement. They said $2,000 of that went to the lawyer. And they said they don't have any kids or anything together. Yeah. They said the judge made her return her engagement ring. That's a sick Ricky.
That's her ring.
Gone on.
Gary?
That's her ring, Evan, and she wore that ring.
Gone on. Homeboy, but from what I understand, she woke up one day and just did not want to be married anymore. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've kind of heard.
Yeah.
And I think you should.
You know, we all know.
Yeah.
And that's our homeboy. We're not just taking up for him because he's our homeboy, but we know the truth.
Well, he should have known it better when he met her at Walmart, damn it, at that CD signing.
Sometimes you don't.
So I met my baby mama at Walmart, and trust me, you don't know. They don't act like that at Walmart.
Well, this story was messy. They say, honey, you know, Ruben has the title of being a velvet teddy bear. They say, baby, he turned into a grizzly bear.
I think he was really hurt by this thing. You know, this girl just decided to shoot. And then, I don't really know much about her, but I do know there's some celebrity something behind it. She dated somebody before that was an NFL player or a couple of other people, and some people felt like she really wanted to be in the limelight. Mm-hmm. And when she married Ruben, she felt like it would be that, and, you know.
Well, the color today is a great color. It's one of my favorite colors. My color today is paper bag. On the high end, you say paper bag, and on the low end, you say beautiful goldish brown. A great color for today. What'd you say, Evan?
Nothing.
Hey, Evan, why you keep saying that?
Because I just keep getting the helicopter. I keep getting cut off. I be trying to make my point.
You get your thought out,
Evan.
I be getting stupid.
I asked you a question a minute ago, Gary. You
what?
Like, anyway, in other news.
Oh, what you asked, baby?
I can't even remember now. You
smiling on this show.